I'm your host, Annie Bowles, and this is News Du Jour. Welcome back to News Du Jour. If you're new here, I wanted to start off with the disclaimer that while we promise to be a calmer space to consume the news, that's not to say that bad stuff doesn't happen. And when it does, we're going to be here to tell you about it and acknowledge its seriousness. However, we believe there's a lot more than doom and gloom going on in the world, and we will report on a range of different topics from entertainment to business to politics to art and fashion and much more. Whatever the top stories of the day are, that is what we're excited to tell you about. We're glad you're here. Hey, you guys, and welcome back to the News Du Jour. I hope you're having a good week despite everything that's going on. But I wanted to let you guys know right here at the top of the episode that it's official. An armed militia is growing in an attempt to overthrow the United States government. Yes, people who claim to love the United States are now looking to overthrow it by force. Federal officials warned police chiefs in all major cities across the United States during a call on Wednesday that this threat is imminent and very real. And after January 6th, no one has any doubts about that. In recent days, I've had a number of friends reach out to me asking what they should do on Inauguration Day. Is it safe? My answer is stay home. It's not safe for you, and if you feel like celebrating Joe Biden being sworn in as president, which is totally legitimate, do so with some champagne in the safety of your home. Unfortunately, we just can't take any chances at this point, and on top of that, even if you were just driving over to your friend's house, like, you know, we're in a pandemic, so we don't have a ton of like going out options anyway. But even if you're just going over to a friend's house, you don't want to be caught in the middle of some type of crazy protest on your way back home after a drink or two. Like, that's just not a fun position to be in, especially in the middle of the winter. You know, just play it safe and stay home. It's the middle of the week anyway. And does it suck that this is how this inauguration is going to go? Yes, absolutely. But there will be things to watch on TV having to do with the inauguration, and I'm sure there will be some drama based on these reports. So just stay home, turn on the TV, don't turn on the TV, whatever you want to do. Of course, I wanted to let you guys know that you can always turn on our social media for just straight up facts of what's going on. I plan to approach any sort of drama that occurs on Inauguration Day in the exact same way I approached the election, as well as what was going on with the Capitol riots, which was on Instagram. You're going to get a lot more detail and color. However, I do try and restrict it to need to know information that I think is like really important. I don't do a ton of like, you know, just little details that are inconsequential. I really try and give you guys the broad strokes. Twitter is going to be a much more stream of consciousness. Like, everything that I see that's relevant, I'm going to retweet for you guys. So, you know, whichever medium is best for you, you might want to follow me on both. And then that way you can be sure to catch whatever coverage you want to have on that day. And I've also had a friend who said, like, this was so good for me. Like, I was just glad I didn't have to turn on, you know, the radio or the TV or, you know, stream any sort of traditional news outlet to keep up with what was going on. And the bullet point format really worked. And I heard that from a ton of you guys on via DMs as well. So that's what we'll be doing. Also, yesterday, of course, the House formally voted to impeach President Trump. So it has happened. Nancy Pelosi has signed it. And as we discussed earlier in the week, the next step is for the Senate trial to begin. And again, it is up to Mitch McConnell as the head of the Senate to take on that trial or not. And as he indicated, he indicated that he's actually in support of this impeachment process and he's glad the Democrats are doing it. So it does sound like it's going to proceed to the Senate. So stay tuned for all of that. You know, it hasn't officially done that, so you never know. Politics are very weird right now, so he could go back on that. We have no idea. But I definitely will keep you guys posted on that as it is super important. Next up, New York City is ending all contracts with Trump organizations. Think like the ice skating rinks in Central Park or the golf courses up in the Bronx or the carousel. The Trump brand actually has a lot of contracts with the city of New York. But the mayor now says that Trump has, quote, dishonored, end quote, the city with all of this behavior, and thus they will be ending all of their work with the Trump organization. Additionally, YouTube also suspended Trump's account, but only for 7 days, is what they said, but they did disable comments on his posts indefinitely. And then additionally, more corporate fallout has happened following the riots, where Walmart and Disney have also suspended donations to the lawmakers that we saw objecting to the counting of the electoral votes on January 6th, enticing the riot. So again, if you have questions about any of this stuff, we really have gone much more in depth on all of these topics and given you a lot more background on what's going on with each one in earlier episodes this month. So as is typical, just in case you're new here, we keep all of the News du Jour episodes from the previous month. So all of December will be there. And then January, of course, will be there. So you can always catch up. But we do delete anything prior to that because I don't want you guys to listen to something and think, oh, this is what's going on, when that's really out of date information, because things are happening so quickly. And they always do. Things are always changing in the news. And so I don't want you guys to hear something out of date and think that that's what's happening now. So that's why I delete the older episodes. Also, it makes it to where the bonus episodes for News du Jour are condensed right at the bottom. So you guys can learn about corals or hear some cool interviews or what have you. That's what we do for bonus episodes. You know, hopefully we're going to have some historical ones coming up soon. I'm excited for that. Anyway, back to today's news. I also wanted to let you guys know that Trump had gone to the Alamo recently. And the reason I wanted to throw this in there here at the end of our topic of President Trump is because the Alamo symbolizes sort of a stand against the U.S. government. Like, it's a time that Texas tried to remove itself from the United States of America. And so this is incredibly symbolic, and I think it's one of those sort of virtue signaling type things that he, you know, his followers feel that he sends these subliminal messages. And I think this is definitely an obvious one. So I wanted to note that for you guys. So here at the end of the episode, I definitely just wanted to give you guys a pandemic update because there's a couple things that are interesting that I wanted to note for you. So first of all, England is going to be rolling out new restrictions, even more intense ones, as the coronavirus has now killed more people in England than were killed in World War II, which is just insane. Like, the number of death, the amount of death due to coronavirus was more than in World War II. I know I'm repeating myself. That annoys some of you. But it's just one of those facts that's just so huge. It's so hard to wrap your head around. But that is mostly due to this fast spreading version that originated in the UK, or at least we think it did. And so, you know, they're facing much more serious consequences. That fast spreading version is now here, but it's probably going to take some time to really overtake things. So I want to make sure you guys are aware of that, that, you know, they're having to put in all these extra measures. And speaking of extra measures, the other thing I want to make you guys aware of is that they actually have made the decision here in the US to roll out the vaccine to single doses without like a concrete plan of how to get people their second dose. And there's a lot of warnings and sort of like hesitancy to doing this, you know, but I think what we're realizing is it is going to help slow the death rate, and that's what we need right now, is to stop the hemorrhaging. And so this actually will save more lives by their calculations. And so this is how we're going to do it. And this is actually how England had opted to roll out their vaccine as well. It's just to inoculate as many people as possible to that 60% mark. Again, it kind of varies for each vaccine, but it gives you 40-60% percent you know, vaccination and protection from the virus with the first dose. So that's better than nothing. It's kind of the gamble that the government is making. If you do get the second shot, that is what's going to propel you up to that 94% to 98% protection. And again, it depends on the vaccine, you know, it's all varied a little bit, but that's sort of the generality between both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, is that the first one gets you a good amount of protection, but getting the second one is much, much more protection. So I hope that sheds some light on how things are going to roll out. And that is the news du jour. Today, I wanted to leave you with the quote: to be kind to all, to like many and love a few, to be needed and wanted by those we love, is certainly the nearest we can come to happiness. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you use to listen. A rate and review on Apple Podcasts would mean the world to us and really help us be able to keep creating the news du jour for free for you guys. You can also follow us on social media under sugarfreemedia.co on Instagram, sugarfree_media on Twitter, and just sugarfreemedia, all one word, on TikTok. You can also subscribe to emails on our blog so that you get an alert every time we have a new post or an announcement. And that's at www.sugarfreemedia.co. Again, that's sugarfreemedia.co. Our music is by Joey Lavoie and Nicholas Foster. Our cover art is by Hannah Pierce Photography. Our Sugar Free Media logo is by Catherine Jezik Designs. We appreciate you listening and look forward to telling you about the news again next time on News du jour. Broadcasting from.